This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I wouldn't have done AAA in the first place. I've spoken to scouts who've seen him, and nobody thinks he's a mess. Nobody thinks he's ready, going to be close to ready to come up to the majors. He's not a shortstop. He's going to swing and miss a ton. I don't know what you do with him. They pushed him so aggressively. He also had the serious back injury, and I don't want to ignore that, but they pushed him so aggressively because he was the jewel of the system at one point. And now they're kind of stuck. You can't send him, you really don't want to send him back down to AA. I don't know if that accomplishes anything. But he's probably going to end up spending a couple of years at AAA until he has sustained success, right? You're going to have success over months, maybe a full season, before you're comfortable bringing this guy up for any extended period of time.
Welcome back to Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and welcome to our Chicago Sports Network audience who might recognize Ruthie Polinsky, who is in for Mully today. That was the voice of Keith Law, well-respected, long-time baseball analyst, works for The Athletic now, has worked for various outlets and knows what he's looking at in terms of prospects, and also isn't shy in offering opinions. That was his scathing review of Colson Montgomery on Sunday's Hit and Run here on The Score with Matt Spiegel, and essentially reacting to what happened on Saturday. Colson Montgomery hit two home runs and has been a better hitter since he was given his forced vacation, and he went to where the Sox complex, they called it the Camelback Spa, because he had a couple weeks to just rest and recharge and to refine his hitting approach. And it seems to have produced some quick results, and the Sox have to be happy with that. But Ruthie, when you hear somebody like Keith Law project the future for Colson Montgomery, it doesn't leave you with a good feeling if you're a Sox fan. Because if you were counting on Colson Montgomery to contribute this year, and you hear somebody in the business suggest that he's not even close,
yeah,
it's quite a contrast.
It's concerning, right? And I think you're to hear that they were pushing him so hard, almost forcing him because they wanted him to contribute, that can really backfire. And I think that's what we're seeing now. Obviously, it was a good weekend for Colson Montgomery, and I even talked about that being my highlight of the weekend in the pick six. But I think not because I think that's going to be an immediate impact, but just that he's not at the point of no return.
Right.
You know, we to know that there is progress and that the spa in Arizona is going well, which I think we all could use a little bit of. You know, I there's still hope there. I just think everyone needed to sort of level their expectations during the spring when I think you and I were on this program talking about how excited we were.
The best news for the White Sox is that if you're a Sox fan, you don't have all of your hope invested into just one prospect any longer. You have more than just Kosta Montgomery to look at and to gauge and to monitor. You have Braden Montgomery, who had a walk-off hit in single A. He's hitting the cover off the ball. Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith in Birmingham. You have a lot of other developmental projects to pay attention to. Kyle Teal is also very hot at Charlotte, and I think you wonder about his ascension and promotion to the majors at some point in time. So it doesn't have to be all about one guy any longer.
And you look at the guys that got called up this year, Edgar Caro, Chase Mydroth, like those are guys that are contributing and are exciting players and are developing and growing in the big leagues now and look like they belong. So I think the Kolson Montgomery, because of the expectations that were put on him, probably backfired.
And I think, look, Chris Getz raised some more questions on Friday when he decided to send down Tim Elko, not saying that he was having a lot of success at the major league level. He hit, strikeout rate was too high, but in 32 at-bats, it was only 32 at-bats, and they reacted to 32 at-bats and sending him down. He had three home runs. Andrew Vaughn accompanied him. Andrew Vaughn will get better, presumably, at Charlotte. He'll relax and maybe recover and return to what they think he could be. He singled in a couple runs the other night. So, but I think it's just interesting in Chicago because there's so much attention paid on prospects. And we have the luxury of having two teams to, well, I don't know if that's a luxury to some people, but we do compare and contrast. And when you look at the Cubs, as we shift the focus to the other team in town, and you realize one of the big reasons they are 33-21 in first place in the NL Central with three-game lead over the Cardinals is because of their player development plan has worked pretty well this year. At the beginning of the season, I had questions about Miguel Amaya, Pete Crow Armstrong, Matt Shaw, and Michael Bush. And I thought those four guys had to take steps forward, and they were question marks for a team that was in a big market. They were relying on four guys who were basically unproven.
How'd that go?
Looks pretty good now.
Looks good.
Like Jed Hoyer, I don't even want to say gambled and won, but it was maybe a calculated risk, but it was calculated. And it was predicated on the hope and idea that they are going to develop these players and they're all going to hit at, you know, not the same time, but the right time. PCA is an MVP candidate. Michael Bush is a better than average first baseman whose defense is outstanding. Although I still don't know why he doesn't play more against lefties. He's got to play against lefties. I don't want to digress here. Miguel Amaya has come through to the point where before the oblique strain, he was as productive as any catcher in the National League. And Matt Shaw got sent down, did his work, came back, and he looks like a different player. No, he looks like a different hitter, and he's much more sound defensively. So I guess he does look like a better player.
And I think Craig Counsell and his staff get a lot of credit too, right? Like that was a part of the plan. That was a part of the process. That's why you paid Craig Counsell to come here and help develop these young players. So figure things out. Where do guys work? What's their best fit in the lineup, on the field? Like that's – the staff gets a lot of credit for that too.
Yes, and you know, Kyle Tucker and Seiya Suzuki – nobody's taken away from their contributions. Dansby Swanson
Saya,
is off.
We've given Saya like no love on this show. Saya,
what are you saying?
I'm saying Saya.
I haven't always been the biggest Saya guy. I know. I have not always been the biggest Saya guy. Coming into this season, I thought that they should probably try harder, should have tried harder, to trade him in the offseason. I didn't like the way he played the outfield. For a guy who came known for his defense, he had some big misses at key times. Mm-hmm. I didn't love the idea of him batting third and being a DH. I wasn't sure how he was going to adapt. But you're exactly right.
Saya is saying something to you.
Saya is definitely announcing himself as an all-star.
Yeah.
And this is the season that he has been. He's still leading the majors in runs batted in. He's got 13 home runs. He's a guy that has been very quietly consistent. And you hate to say it, but I do hope that he stays healthy. Because that has been what in the past has derailed him. Mm-hmm. And he has had good starts before, and then he's run into some injury issues. And you just hope that this is sustainable.
Yeah.
Like all the Cubs. But to the point, Seiya was here. Mm-hmm. Tucker was traded for. You got a veteran in Swanson who was a free agent guy. But you have Nico Horner, I think, is a good example of player development as well. But the rest of the Cubs, the guys who are really contributing, even Ian Happ, draft pick back in 2015, these are good examples that the Cubs can point to organizationally as guys that they have developed on their watch, and they're paying off at the right time. Now, pitching is kind of a different, separate category. But I think when you're talking about why the Cubs position players are having the kind of season offensively and all around that they are, you have to give credit to the player development staff mm-hmm. and just the player development commitment that they have throughout the organization.
Yeah, and like you said, unfortunately for some and fortunately for others, there's sort of the two ends of the spectrum in this city of winning and losing and also development, unfortunately. But like we said, there are silver linings and there are things to point out. I think just the Colson Montgomery, based off of what Keith Law had to say on Sunday, is concerning.
It is. I think Colson Montgomery probably is not going to be your future shortstop. I'm not sure if that future shortstop is in the organization. I'm not sure if he is a guy who we haven't talked about much, but Chase Mydroth right now is playing shortstop. He's probably a future second baseman if you talk to some people, but maybe he's not. He's a guy who has had a good start. He's a scrappy guy. He's a guy that's a good player on a playoff team. I'm not sure that he's your everyday shortstop on a real good 90-win team, but well, he's getting a chance to prove himself. Let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Mark is in South Bend. Mark, welcome to Mully and Haw.
Hi, David. Hi, Ruthie. Great to chime in with you. Dave, in a couple weeks, you're going to have your North Judson Town Hall Festival on Father's Day weekend. There's elephant ears there. I'm sure Mitch and the guys back in the crew, those will go great with Starbucks. But getting back to Andrew Vaughn, I think Andrew Vaughn now into his fifth year being sent down, I think he's pretty much done as an everyday major league player with the Chicago White Sox. A right-handed hitter without much power. I think that, you know, some other team might show interest in him in some kind of package deal. But I think more or less he's done as an everyday position first baseman for Chicago White Sox.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the phone call. Unfortunately, you might be right. But I just don't know what trade value Andrew Vaughn is going to have. What is he going to bring you in return? You know, the debate for the Sox is whose trade value is lower, Andrew Vaughn's or Luis Robert Jr., because both those guys have really struggled mightily, and both those guys were counted on to take steps forward this year. I don't know that they're going to get much for Andrew Vaughn.
You need someone to believe that a player like that just needs a fresh start. There are things we can help him with. But still, what's the value in that? I'm not completely sure.
Cubs have had some not so good news along with all of the good news about them winning. Injuries have really started to pile up with the same types of injuries. So over the weekend, Porter Hodge, I think, suffered a setback, according to Craig Counsell, and they're not quite sure the degree of which he has suffered a setback, but he's got an oblique strain, I believe. You look at Miguel Amaya. That was a scary moment on Sunday, I believe it was, when he left the game, or was that Saturday? It was over the weekend in Cincinnati where he raised his hand after throwing the second base, and he did some exercises, and we didn't know what it was, and we found out it was an oblique strain.
Yeah.
So I don't know why the Cubs, a couple years ago, the Sox were having this rash of soft tissue injuries with hamstrings and this and that. It's got to be a coincidence, doesn't it, that the Cubs have had several oblique strains that have been suffered to key players that have cost them some time.
Foam roll. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the solution is. You hope it's coincidental, right? Like, you hope there's not an underlying.
Ian Happ had an oblique strain. Mm-hmm. You had, didn't say, he's missed time in the past with several, I think, oblique strains. You've got Porter Hodge. And now Miguel Amaya. And what was Nico? Did Nico Horner? I don't think he maybe had an oblique strain. But there seems to be, when there's more than one, you start to wonder. And I don't know if it's anything to do with it. It could be just a mere coincidence.
And think about the sport. Your oblique is probably the muscle being used maybe the most of any of your muscles. So it could just be
coincidental. Yeah.
I just part of the sport.
It is. It's
like a hammy
though.
In football. It's like a...
Well, Porter Hodge was starting to come on. Miguel Amaya was having an excellent season. And you do wonder about now the continuation of that. Because even Ian Happ, until yesterday, when he returned, he looked a little rusty at the plate. So you don't want their momentum to be interrupted. But it is a long season.
The beautiful thing is that they're sustaining. Like, they're still winning. You know, they're getting injuries are popping up, but... They're 12 games over 500.
Speaking of player development, Cade Horton goes for his third victory tonight against the Rockies. 6:30 pregame right here on the Score with Zach Zaidman, who did a fine job filling in for Coombe over the weekend. Pat and Zach were just must-listen radio. Coombe back in the booth yesterday. And tonight, 6:30 pregame, Cubs and Rockies with Cade Horton going for his third victory. And I think that he's establishing himself as a guy who... You're going to have to watch his innings. You're going to have to ration his pitches. But I would hate to see him, based on what he has seen so far, go back to Iowa. I think he should be here to stay.
Horton has not been hearing many boos.
Horton hears a boo. Not here.
No.
Not yet. Let's hope that continues. Let's go back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Tony is in Wonder Lake. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, guy and gal. Nice to talk to you. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend.
Thank you.
I'm going to say I'm pessimistically optimistic about this team. Unfortunately, the juvenile infielders and outfielders you have, they're going to make these mistakes. They drive me crazy. The drop fly ball the other night. The missed double play ball. The throws. I mean, they barely hit the cutoff man when they're supposed to. They had a couple nice relays yesterday. They just didn't pan out. But, you know, the pitching is among the best in baseball when you look at the starting pitching staff. And I like guys like Mydrov because they bring a spark and an energy to the team that quite honestly has been vacant for a very long time. They haven't really had a guy that could go onto the field and be very much, he reminds me a lot of Ron Singh. When Ron was coming up, just nonstop energy, doing the right things. And I think if they can, the problem is nobody wants Robert right now. And it's going to be very difficult to package him. There's a situation where Andrew Vaughn can be of some help. Because if you're looking to move Robert and you do like a multi-team thing, you can include a guy like Andrew Vaughn, who's going to be a designated hitter, unfortunately. For a decent team, and maybe we could do something that way. But moving forward, I like the position pieces. I don't agree with the Elko thing. I think you need more of a sample size than just 32 at bats. But I think given a chance, he could have been a guy that could have improved his strikeout rate and done things. You know, fielding wise, you get what you get. But right now they're lacking so much offense because the pitching and defense has been decent, but the offense is just pathetic.
Good phone call, Tony. Thanks for weighing in. I think that Tim Elko will be back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a matter of time before he comes back. I don't know if it will be this week or it just seems like they sent him down to work on a few things. I just can't imagine a commitment to development this season, and this season has become that. It has been that. I just don't think he could spend much time at AAA unless they've given up on him. And I don't think 32 bats is a big enough sample size to give up on anybody.
It's a long season, and we talked about this a while ago, but sometimes you just send them down to just sort of reset, and they come right back, you know, or you're just sort of waiting for a hole to open up for them in the roster.
Let's quickly squeeze in Mike, who is in Hinsdale. Mike, welcome to the Score.
Hi, guys. Love the show. How are you doing?
Good.
Had a question. With Cade Horton showing that he can perform at the major league level and Ben Brown being inconsistent, when Shota comes back, do you think it'd be better to keep Cade in the rotation, even though, like you're talking about, the innings limitations?
Mike, I think that's
the two-pitch mix.
I think that's the play. Mm-hmm. I think that's the play. Cade Horton was brought up under circumstances that were urgent, by baseball definition. Shota going on the IL, and it was time for him to bring up your best prospect. And he has delivered largely. So when he comes, when Shota comes back, and it might be pushed back a little bit, maybe later in June, but you got Shota, you've got Tyone, and you, and I think those are probably your top two, but Matthew Boyd is there, Colin Ray is there, Cade Horton is your fifth. And then you look at probably Chris Flexen as being a guy that gives you some cover for bulk innings, and I think maybe Ben Brown is your late inning. You work him into a relief role. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I like it. Give it a go. The good thing is the Cubs' offense, it doesn't matter because they're going to score.
Well, I said that over the weekend or suggested
that. It doesn't matter.
And
I'm teasing, but
Bruce Levine pushed back a little bit at that. Maybe he's still in the pushback mood or mode. We'll talk to him next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ruth Polinsky in for Mully. It's Mully and Haw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball.
Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky's in for Mully today. Time now to go out to the Turo Tire Hotline. Turo, your hometown tire. Turo.com. It's where we find our baseball insider for the Score. Bruce Levine. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, lady and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be on, and it's also a pleasure, even though it was only one Chicago win yesterday, to watch outstanding starting pitching on both sides.
Let's start with the Cubs. Yeah, we've got to start with Jameson Taillon and what he was able to do against the Rockies. It is the Rockies, but Jameson Taillon needed that kind of outing, Bruce. He looked like he was in command. And let's face it, after the weekend in Cincinnati, which they won 2 out of 3, but that starting rotation needed a boost.
Well, why are you so tough on Jameson Taillon? He's done nothing but pitch well, okay, pretty much the whole year. I mean, It's not going to be dynamite every single time, but the guy has been probably the most consistent pitcher for the Cubs. He's really been good and the best.
Have I been unkind to him? I have not been unkind to him.
Well,
I pointed out when he
on the home runs.
He gave up at one point 7 home runs and 184 pitches, 2 starts in a row. If you don't point that out, it's like you're missing the obvious, Bruce. He has been good. He's been better than good. Come on.
Wow, you counted every pitch.
I don't have to. StatCast does it for me.
No, I really think that he's been really one of the most consistent guys. He pitched really well, and as you said, it was against the Rockies. They have among the worst offenses in baseball. There's no question about it, but it's a major league team. You have to go out there and do what they did, and it also showed the versatility of the Chicago Cubs to one day pound and score, either 11, 12, 13, 14 runs. The next day, be able to play a good defensive game and win a 3-1 ball game. So, they're on top. I mean, there's no question. If power rankings are coming out today, they're in the top three.
Bruce, David was telling me in the last segment that you were pushing back. I kind of was teasing and said, it doesn't matter about the pitching inconsistencies because they're just going to score a million runs every game and they can overcome sort of some of their weaknesses. Are you still pushing back on that? Or are there some pitching issues that need to be worked through?
You're right on both counts. They will score and they have scored a lot of runs. They won't average 6 runs a game the rest of the year. That's not going to happen in their history. They've only averaged 6 runs a game one time, and that was a juice ball in 1931 where they scored 998 runs and averaged 6.3 or something like that runs per game. They're averaging 6 right now, which is crazy. They've scored 10 runs or more, I think, 11 times in games. It's just, it's not predictable to do that. But what is predictable is to watching a tremendously versatile team that can beat you in a lot of different ways, defensively, on the bases. They have a brilliant manager that helps them win and sets them up in a lot of ways to win each day from the late innings on. So, it's all been magic right now. But, yeah, I'm pushing back on the idea that you're going to score 6 runs a game. You need more pitching. And I was talking to Brad Keller yesterday, who's done a terrific job out of the bullpen and was a starting pitcher for a long time with Kansas City. He said, hey, I'm feeling great. I'm pitching great. Whatever they want me to do, if they want me to go back to being a starter again, I'll do that. Whatever they ask, he said, I feel as good as I ever have. And, some decisions like that might have to be made as the season moves on, and guys continue to get hurt. Not just on the Cubs, but in all over baseball at a record pace. You're looking at teams like the Dodgers who are still on top of their division, but You know, have used 14 starting pitchers so far this year. So that just gives you an indication about what it can be like. The great offense that they have, the really good defense has saved them, but I don't think it's sustainable for a whole year.
So Miguel Amaya finds out today with some imaging, I believe, how badly his oblique has been injured or strained. Bruce, Reese McGuire had the day of his life, and he was very emotional, hitting two home runs when he was called up on Sunday and pressed into action. But I don't know if that's their plan, if Amaya is out for an indefinite period of time. What do you think their thought process is going to be as it pertains to their catching position?
Yeah, I don't think it's Ballesteros. They just don't think defensively he's ready to be an everyday major league catcher. And you have to be prepared when you bring him up to catch, you know, half the games or more if someone else gets hurt. So, you know, they have Perez is a professional player that's played caught a lot of games in baseball. He's still down in the minor leagues for the Cubs. That's an option. But, you know, right now, Amaya's, you know, that, you know, as you said, they're going to do more imaging. They did yesterday, and counsel told me that, you know, per my question, that they'll have more information today. But, you know, again, it's an oblique. I mean, as a position player, you can come back a little quicker than a pitcher. I don't think as a catcher with all the rotation you do behind the plate. So I think it's going to be a while. I think they're planning on missing him for a month.
Wow. A month?
Well, that's usual, the usual case with an oblique.
Okay.
Now, you know, they got back Ian Happ with his oblique in 10 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't looked good, right, at this point. So he's probably playing still with not hurt, but not feeling great out there. He just hasn't played. He's the gutsy Ian Happ who wants to play every day regardless of whether he's 100% or not. But, you know, coming back from this type of issue, and it's so common and it's so hard to understand why these obliques keep popping up for players when we never even heard about the injury 10 or 12 years ago. It just wasn't something that kept people out.
I wanted to ask you, Bruce, about PCA. I know it's like probably just the headline for you every day, but I just want to get your thoughts on what you think has been the best part of it sort of all coming together for him this year.
I think between the years, that's where I think it's really come together for him. The idea that he's calmed himself down. He doesn't deal with anxiety after a bad at bat. Instead, he just files it away. He's intelligently attacking each at bat differently. I mean, you saw him yesterday. I mean, first of all, he's a great entertainer. David and I talked about that all weekend. Just fantastic in Chicago to have somebody that entertains and performs, right? It's out of the ordinary with baseball. It's something that people complain about with baseball. There's just not enough entertainment. With him, like yesterday, he hits an incredible long fly ball to right field. And right field is death at Wrigley Field, especially with the wind blowing across or in. And that ball would have been about 420 feet normally. And he just stops at first base and he's staring at it. And he gives you an extra 3 or 4 seconds as he's staring at it before he goes back to the dugout.
Right.
Great theater. I mean, fantastic. And it's natural. There's nothing forced about the guy. But I really think the thought process and everything coming together, if you look at his career in the minor leagues, he struggled at every level. And then once he got it, he dominated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say he's going to dominate forever in Major League Baseball, but he certainly is entertaining and has an awful lot of skill.
Bruce, let's go to the White Sox for a moment. When you see what happened over the weekend, and we haven't talked on this program about the decision to send down two first basemen, not one, but they probably shared an Uber to Charlotte, or at least from the airport to the Knights facility, Tim Elko and Andrew Vaughn. What's behind that thought process, and do you think that it backfired when they had a little snafu at first base on Sunday when they could have swept the Rangers but didn't?
I think, playing first base is the most underrated position in baseball, right? They say anybody can play there because you don't have to have great range, you don't have to be fast, None of those things. I think it's always been a mistake. I've never agreed with it. Nobody gets more balls in the infield than the first baseman. He's in on just about every play. So when you put an inexperienced guy at first base, you're going, things like what you saw on Sunday, they're going to show up. You know, Sosa just hasn't played there. He had only one place to be on that ground ball, and that is standing right on the bag, right, waiting for the ball. Instead, he was a couple feet off, couldn't get there, and, you know, it impacted the loss, among other bonehead plays that they made, you know, on the bases. We can do a whole half hour on the base running with one out in the ninth inning, trailing 5-4 and trying to steal third base. So that's a whole other show. But the reality is that it did make them look bad that they don't have a professional first baseman there to play the position right now. And sending both down was, you know, head scratching at the best.
Adrian Hauser with another great outing yesterday. It's such a fun story to cover. Obviously, last week, making his first start for the Sox just hours after he was signed. Is it sustainable, Bruce?
Probably not, but he's been really good. And they have, you know, give the White Sox and the hierarchy credit for doing what they set out to do. Not to lose, not to look bad, but to load up with pitching and identify pitching where they could gain credibility and be in ball games quicker in this rebuild or in this situation where they're actually an expansion team, okay? And pitching has been really good. I mean, every single game, you know, you're looking at it, either they win or they lose, and you say, oh, man, how could they lose the game at the end like that? And that's a big difference from what we were watching last year. Pitching has really been good. Hauser identified as another guy. It's been released by the Mets last year at the deadline. It's come back. He had two outstanding outings. So give credit to them, to Ethan Katz, the pitching coach. They've done a really good job with that. The rest is incomplete and probably will continue to be that way until they get better players for the positions. It's just, that part is hard to watch.
Bruce, before we let you go, I have to ask you about Matt Shaw. Since coming back from the minors in the week since they called him up, he's got, I think, a 300 average, four extra base hits, but most impressively, I think, has been his defense. He's made some tough plays and some good throws over at third base. What's been the biggest difference? And I don't think it was just our interview Saturday on Inside the Clubhouse.
I think it was. I think
the bounce. You got the Inside the Clubhouse bounce again?
Three. Yeah, it happens. Yeah. You know,
it
we
happened
know
before. It's been Mydrop happening did it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you identified something. I asked Council about that yesterday. He kind of poo-pooed it and said, you know, it's the offense that's much better. That's what's really helping us. But you saw him make a Brooks Robinson play, you know, or a Mike Schmidt play, or an Arenado play at third base yesterday that, you know, kept them from having another runner on base that potentially was a tying run at one point. So I think you're right. I agree with you. The defense has been the main thing. And I think, as Council said, it's just been repetition. Going down to the minor leagues, you know, having 3 weeks there to just continue to work on his game without the pressure. He told us basically the same thing. You know, he needed to go to the minor leagues. Not too many young players are going to say that. He did. And, you know, again, you have a really intelligent young athlete who, you know, could be the answer to third base for them if he continues on this track.
Great stuff, Bruce. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bruce.
Talk to you later.
Enjoyed it, Ruthie. David, have a great day.
You too, Bruce. Bruce Levine, the Scores Baseball Insider.
He's the best.
He is plugged in, both Cubs and White Sox stuff. Matt Shaw, his ascension and his productivity since his return is a big part of the last week, also a big part of the next month, because as we get closer to the trade deadline, we'll continue to talk about what the Cubs need. How badly do they need a third baseman? We'll talk about that next. Ruthie Polinsky is in for Mully. It's Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC Supply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Probably, really, you know, when I get sent down to Iowa, things just started to really click defensively. And I've kind of just taken that confidence and that groove back to the big leagues. So somewhere where, again, still putting a lot of time and effort there to make sure I'm continuing to grow and get better. Or certain plays that still are not necessarily second nature that I'm, you know, working at to make sure they become second nature. I feel very, very confident over there. And I'm really excited about how this year has gone so far defensively.
Welcome back to Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today. That was Matt Shaw, and we interviewed him Saturday on Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine. And Matt Shaw was on time. He was punctual. He was interesting. He was professional. And I think that he's an easy guy to root for. And credit where it's due, Ruthie, since being demoted to Iowa and returning, in six games he has four extra base hits, four doubles. He's hitting 304, and he's got three walks, and I think he's got a good eye at the plate, which is key for a young hitter who was struggling. But more importantly, as I said to Bruce, his defense has been above average, and I think that he has helped, I don't want to say remove the doubts about the third base position, but certainly
ease
the concern. No doubt about
it. Yeah.
Matt Shaw, to me, if he can answer this question and be just dependable, consistent, he doesn't have to be outstanding even. He can help the Cubs focus on what they really need to focus on before the trade deadline, and that is not a third baseman, but a bullpen piece or starting pitcher or both.
And just listening to that interview that you guys did on Saturday with him, that confidence comes through, I think, and that's such a huge, don't you think that's such a huge part of, especially defensively?
Especially when you get sent down.
Especially when you get sent down. And to come back up and say, I feel really good and something clicked for me. And I, because you would hate for him to come back feeling less than or nervous or uneasy about being back up in the bigs. And now for him to say he feels really good about the work that he did. It just, you could hear the confidence come through in that interview.
He's always been that guy. And he's also had a lot of success to have reason to have that confidence. You remember, this is a guy who was a first-round draft pick. He was a Big Ten Player of the Year at Maryland. He was a shortstop in college. He won the award for the best shortstop in the country. So when you see him making these kind of plays on the left side of the infield, I guess we shouldn't be that surprised. But he was a defensive question mark heading in because he was essentially learning a new position at the major league level. He played third base, I believe, for Team USA when they won the bronze over the winter in the offseason, where he really came to life offensively. But I don't know, we should probably be as shocked as I sound when I say his defense has stood out, because he's a more than capable and competent defensive player.
Yeah. I think what you said is the perfect way of describing it's easing concerns. Now you just want to see the consistency, right? You just want to see, make sure that there aren't any critical errors or mental errors. And I think defensively is where we're seeing.
Well, here's what's interesting too, is that the Rockies are in town and the Rockies stink and they're 9-45 and the worst start in major league history to Washington Senators. All the comparisons we were making last year about the White Sox and the worst team in history, they're going through in Denver right now with the Rockies on a daily basis. They stink. So they're going to be in sell mode before the trade deadline. And one of the guys that we have already talked about in Chicago about the Cubs perhaps targeting or trading for when Matt Shaw was in Iowa is Ryan McMahon, third baseman who's a veteran, who's hitting 207.
Right.
I mean, I get it because he's a veteran and maybe he has the experience because he's been in the big leagues for nine seasons. This is his ninth year in Colorado, all for the Rockies.
Former All-Star?
Yeah. Former All-Star hitting 207. Now, would he give you some certainty defensively? Certainly. Would he give you some maybe pop at the plate if he gets hot and plays, you know, in a new environment and changes scenery? He gets that kind of bounce. We've seen it before. Maybe we'd see it again. But I think when you look at the alternatives to Matt Shaw, there's not an obvious one. Mm-hmm. Matt Shaw, if he can just continue to do what he's done in the first week, he doesn't have to hit 300, but make the plays at third base, be disciplined at the plate, show a good eye and walk every now and then, and run the bases like a guy who does have speed, you don't have to look at the Ryan McMahons of the world, the middling veteran third base options, and say, we have to make that move. You can say, we can get by with a prospect who we have developed to the point where we trust him in a pennant race.
Good front offices are always looking for the next guy. When there are veterans that are out there and you're like, maybe a fresh start, maybe he could, you know, he would get the boost or the new team bump.
It's not quite as good as the inside the clubhouse bump, which I think.
What about the interim coach bump?
Okay, well, that's a big one too.
Okay.
I'm just saying the inside the clubhouse thing is becoming a thing.
Okay, love.
We interviewed Chase Meidroth and hours later he homered in his first at bat.
We love it.
We interviewed Matt Shaw on Saturday, and you know what? He was pretty good over the weekend defensively.
You know what? That is why Thomas Brown Because he was never on Inside the Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't have any reason to
interview the interim Bears head coach.
Yeah. That's up to Bruce.
I'm just teasing.
Bruce is programming success every Saturday morning between 9 and 11, 50 weeks a year.
No, right, to bring my thoughts full circle, you're always looking for the next Ryan McMahon. If he's someone that's, you know, hit his peak and he's sort of teetering or on his way down, you want to find the next guy. Who's the next guy that's going to be that for you?
So far, I'm good with Matt Shaw.
Me too.
Looks like he's here to stay. Let's hope that is the case. And he has been very good since returning from Iowa. When we come back, Dan Plesac, he was very good yesterday in the booth for CHSN doing the White Sox. And he's going to do that again tonight. He's going to do 21 games for CHSN as the Sox analyst. We'll talk to a local guy made good next on Mully and Haw with Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.